Carl Sabatino, Roland Smith, as we continue on in our broadcast. Thank you so much for joining in.
Carl, let's get a little bit serious here for a moment, because there's a topic I'd like to talk about with
sure.
you. You know, the United States is the number one supplier of weapons to the world.
Yes.
Number two is Russia. Now, if both of us and the other arms suppliers of the world stopped the greed of profit, we probably would not have peace, but I think we'd probably have fewer armed conflicts. I oppose the U.S. arming of the Ukraine, which is a big debate now in Washington, as I oppose Russia arming the rebels. I'm wondering, Carl, when will governments, the suppliers of arms, and those who buy or receive them, suppress that egotistic ideology and realize that they're the source of pain and dying in the world? You know, the so-called leadership of our fragile planet purports that peace is complicated. I think the heart, the individual heart, knows that it's simple.
I agree. And I agree in more ways than one, as you know. I've said it more than once on these microphones. War is a game of fools. There's never anybody who wins in the game of war. And, of course, now it's being brought on to a new level.
Mm-hmm.
With what we'll be talking about later on the broadcast, ISIL and all the rest. It has been a problem of, I believe, ideology and of almost a country schizophrenic in its own thinking, and that's the United States. And I'll speak only for this country. Though we demand peace and democracy, we're the largest supplier of arms in the world. And that's kind of hard to balance out.
You can't balance.
You can't. And I realize that now when we were in a global strategic war of sorts called the Cold War with the Soviet Union, there was a certain reason for that, and I got that. We still had countries that were unable to defend themselves in Western Europe. And there was a buildup of arms for those. Up to that point, that made sense. But after a while, when we started getting into Africa and Southeast Asia and all of the rest, it began to become just a matter of making money. And it is a multi-billion-dollar industry.
Mm-hmm.
It is
with lobbyists that don't quit.
Without question.
And a lot of money exchanges clandestine hands.
Yes, yes. And in this country, we are awash in weapons. In this country alone, I mean, we are awash in them. I mean, I've been to some of these covering the news story I did about 8 or 9 years ago with a gun show in Atlanta, Georgia. I could not believe the weaponry that was in that convention center. It was unbelievable. I mean, we are talking mortar rounds, and it went on. And this is heavy duty. And people were buying this stuff, and I'm saying, what are you going to do with it? Okay, and of course now, of course, becomes part of the market. Now, of course, the black market, which is enormous in weapon sales. And all.
Well, you know, years ago, I did a documentary 4-part series. It was a series, one of these sweep series that television has on survivalists, and I found survivalists in various parts of the country.
Sure.
And went to visit them.
Yep.
And found that all of them had weapons. Because they believed, and multi-weapons, big ones, they believe that someday, somehow, somebody's going to want to come and take away what they have.
Well, they're going to lose it anyway, and it has nothing to do with weapons, if we lose our sense of proportion, what this country is all about.
Yeah.
I believe we would have lost at that point, and I believe it was John Adams who said this, and correct me if I'm wrong, when we lose the understanding of democracy and the understanding of freedom, we lose everything, regardless of whether we win on the battlefield or not. And I believe it was Adams. I could be wrong. Okay, and I'm sure.
I don't remember that quote.
Okay.
And fortunately, I was not around at that time.
but I was.
took the words right out of my mouth.
We had tea the day before.
Yeah.
I think the point is well made, regardless of whether he said it or not. We lose the sight of it. And we are the largest supplier of arms on the planet by a long stretch.
And I don't think we need to be. And if we truly want peace, as everybody claims in Congress and elsewhere, and every president that I ever listened to, and in talking about the greatness of America,
yes,
always talks about we want peace. But we still sell weapons, and that's not a want for peace. That's a want for money.
Yes, and they are extraordinary lobbyists on the Hill. Other than the pharmaceutical industry, which is extraordinary in itself, the lobbyists for gun control are
or against.
They're organized. They're organized.
You look at what's happened just since Connecticut.
Yes.
And the fact that we've still got lots of weapons out there.
Well, let us hope, and you and I both agree, war is still a game of fools, and there's never a winner. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith as we continue on, and Kevin goes crazy in the control room with his signals, all sorts of wonderful hand gestures. We're back. Stay with us.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. People spend all day in bed or on the couch when they could be out in the fresh air, experiencing thrills and adventure. All it takes to get going is a commitment to having fun. Bikes, better than cars.
Cars suck, bikes rule.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. When was the last time you cleared your mind out at 70 miles an hour in a car? Why are bikes better than cars? I don't know. When was the last time you paid $100 for cage insurance? What do you need to fix a motorcycle compared to repairing a car? The sight of 200 horsepower cages disappearing in the rear views of a 60 horsepower motorcycle? Priceless.
Cars suck. Four wheels suck. Ride two wheels. Handlebars up.
American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Here's something for all of us multitaskers.
A study at UCLA gave two groups index cards with various shapes on them. Group one sorted their cards with no distractions, while group two also heard beeps in their ear, which they counted.
The two groups sorted equally. However, the first group remembered what they sorted better. So something suffers when we multitask.
How can you break the tendency to multitask? Think one. File everything away except for the one thing you're working on. If you don't see it, you won't be tempted.
Second, ask what's most important right now. Make time for everything important and do everything important in its time. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.